think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think
class war.
Class war, the end war.
We want to just quickly send a nice friendly message to the Fraternal Order of Police in Philadelphia.
This is an anti-Nazi song.
Welcome to The Rebel Beat, a Firebrand Records podcast. This is episode 4 of season 2. My name is Aaron. Glad to have you with us today. We have an amazing show lined up for you. Bells Roar of the Firebrand Records family is going to be our special guest. And of course, election season is upon us. Fuck Trump, that's obvious. But like Tef Poe from Ferguson says, fuck Hillary too. Let's get into it.
I'm plotting on the block with the bitches, bro. And some of these niggas is bitches too. I said a bitch gon' do what a bitch gon' do. And some of these bitches look just like you. So get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off.
Made a city burn like a motherfucking candle. Black man, black woman, throwing water like a camel. Hillary Clinton still telling lies on the channel. Spoke at the school and thought I would have died on the panel. So the Democrats never did ride for me. They got a young nigga burning down for property. Come late with my moolah, I do not take it. Jeff Rutter, you know you a motherfucking racist. Feel me now, know you bitches hear me now. Cause we don't want no more Bill Clinton hand me down. If they the same motherfuckers, the blame motherfuckers. Say the penitentiary gon' change, motherfucker. The food stamps getting cut, we don't care no more. You know the man wanna treat us like an animal. With Monsanto putting poison in the cantaloupe. Screaming fuck Fox News with a $1 billion bank. Give it to people for their reparations, but I can't. Shotgun in the living room if you come here. I quote, no vote, cause we revolt here. Is it wrong if I wanna get it on till I die? Hillary Clinton and Obama still telling lies. Overseas, killing Africans is never televised, It's never televised, I said it's never televised, whoa.
I'm plotting on the block with the bitches, bro. And some of these niggas is bitches too. I said a bitch gon' do what a bitch gon' do. And some of these bitches look just like you. So get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off.
Black man, could you please drop your nuts, nigga? Oh, you in Vegas for fight night, so what, nigga? I'm a locomotive with no locomotives. As a rapper, I'ma smoke weed, then pass the blunt to the pastor. Spinning out of churches, money laughing at him after. I don't believe in hell, I don't concede the life after. The greatest hustle ever invented was Christ Rapture. Them blood diamonds, you don't know, floss in here. I love shining, it ain't no love lost in here. But don't nobody put no blood on the cross in here. The black church getting bombed in this rap verse. I say the black church about to need a black hurt. And they the same motherfuckers, the blame motherfuckers. And say the white man's God could change motherfuckers. I reference the church as a candy store. The reverend ain't nothing but a family whore. Do you really recognize what you starting, nigga? Do you know that the church killed Martin, nigga? You can write me off and label this another petty song. I crept low and never gave dollars to Eddie Long. Al Sharpton, I ain't sorry, I know this is pitiful. But long haired, wavy motherfuckers get it too. We living in the last days, the end is getting nearer. If you wanna see God, get a motherfucking mirror.
I'm plotting on the block with the bitches, bro. And some of these niggas is bitches too. I said a bitch gon' do what a bitch gon' do. And some of these bitches look just like you. So get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off. A motherfucker, get off. Bitch, get off.
So basically, I know I'm about to step into some deep shit. Fuck it though. Fuck the entire Democratic Party. As a staff, record label, and crew. We don't.
believe you motherfuckers.
I could never imagine the pain in the mother's heart when life takes a turn for the worse and creator's art becomes another canvas that will never be completed. I'm a few degrees away and a thousand times defeated. My energy's depleted, but I wanna stand and fight, swinging with the spirits that have traveled back into the light. I feel the tears and depression, fears and aggression, woven in society from years of oppression. The violence is normalized, silence is horrifying, truth is denied, and the fact is that more are dying. You don't have to tell me how you feel, 'cause I can hear it in their cries. It's hard to listen, but listen, 'cause it's much harder living it than listening to the hardships. So the heart's conditioned to condition the air. When the air, their conditions keep cool, but the more tears, sometimes a clearer the vision. Not what I see. Been a long time coming to drop, running, rocking, reaching new peaks so them youngest can finally summit. Climbing high above and then flying from it up to the skies and overstanding the corruption and deconstructing the lies. I've seen this country decline, try to keep discussions confined, hide the underside, over extract and try to undermine. Damn, but I still believe in the truth. Whether it's an MC in a booth or a PhD in a suit. Yo, when we yelling protest, tell them the feeling is peaceful. We profess, we pro-testify to the will of the people. Tell them what they must know. Turn it up loud when we bust blows, not in hushed tones. Speaking up, let the trust grow. Now you don't gotta tell me how you feel, 'cause I can see it in your eyes. You don't gotta tell me that the pain is real, 'cause I can hear it in your cry. That takes more than tears and time to stitch up any wounds and heal the scars that leave behind a separation from the fam, segregation on the land. It was all part of the plan, and the blood is on your hands. It's all divide and conquer, colonize and slaughter, stabbing at the heart through the backs of our grandfathers. Now we see our daughters that are disappearing quickly, say it's through the cracks while ignoring all the history. Government's been scooping babies way before the 60s. When you legalize abduction, you legalize the misery. So now you see the mysteries. Really not too complicated. Justice is unequally distributed. My observation, money could be made while the kids are steady oscillating. Splitting up a family, it's now become an occupation. And it's been part of the occupation since residential schools and forced starvation. It's a nation with racism here since the start of it. Hard to let go 'cause it's carved in the heart of it. Relation to the land and our rise, we're a part of it. Roots where I stand, I could never depart from it. And you don't have to tell me how you feel, 'cause I can see it in your eyes. And they don't have to prove to me that the pain is real, 'cause I can hear it in their cries.
Welcome back to The Rebel Beat. This is, of course, a Firebrand Records podcast. You can check us out at rebelbeatradio.com or, of course, online at firebrandrecords.com. And we kicked off this episode, which is episode 4, with Tef Poe. And then we heard a brand new one from A Tribe Called Red called How I Feel, featuring Leonard Summer, Shad, and Northern Voice. And in case you can't tell how I feel about A Tribe Called Red, I absolutely love their new album, We Are the Hallucination. Check it out, pick it up, buy it if you haven't yet. You won't regret it. It is, for me, an absolutely life-changing album. So welcome to the podcast. I was supposed to put this out last week, but as you might be able to tell by, the sound of my voice, I got sick with a cold, so that slowed me down. But hey, better late than never. Before we really get into things on the podcast today, one thing that's really, really exciting is we just launched a Patreon support page. So that's right, we're reaching out to all of you, our listeners, to, if you can, you know, if you like this podcast, if you love hearing revolutionary radical music straight into your ears and into your iPhones or wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can now go online and kick us a little bit of money every month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be $1, it can be $2, it can be $5, and, you know, help this podcast grow. You know, I'm really not trying to get rich doing the Rebel Beat, obviously. That's not what we're all about. I just want to produce the best podcast possible. But by supporting us, by giving us a little bit of money, some of the things you'll be able to do will be like, you know, helping our website get a facelift, or even from time to time covering travel expenses so I can go places to bring you the best interviews possible. So we want to thank, first of all, people who've already signed up to be our supporters through Patreon. Want to thank and give a huge shout out to Thomas and Narcat and Daria. And you can go online today, patreon.com/rebelbeatradio. There's some pretty wicked things for every single person that donates. If you throw $1 a month, you just get a shout out at the end of every episode. Simple as that. If you throw $3 a month, you get a shout out. Plus, you're going to get exclusive content sent to you. We're going to send you the episode before we send it to anyone else. But of course, you know, if you're not giving money, don't worry. You're still going to hear the episode anyways. If you pledge $5 a month, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an exclusive Rebel Beat digital mixtape. So yeah, that's a special for all of those people who are kicking $5 a month. And if you pledge $7 per month, you're going to get all that plus this amazing, beautiful enamel pin. We're going to be printing off these beautiful pins from the amazing Popolo Press here in Montreal. So I'm going to mail you one of those. And if you pledge $10 a month, you get all that plus an amazing Rebel Beat t-shirt. So again, go online today, patreon.com/rebelbeatradio. This podcast is always going to be free, but of course, nothing in life is really free. It does cost money to do this, so please help support this podcast. And with that, we're going to get into some more music. This is Hands Up from Blood Orange.
Just skin and teeth. lights on, baby.
Hands up, get out. Hands up, get out.
Keep your head up when you're walking, cause they
hands up, get out. Hands up, get out.
Child's pieces with your hating.
Clouds and blue reckoning, all the streets.
hope you've been enjoying the music on today's program. We're going to go now into our special interview for this evening. This is with Bells Roar, who's an incredible artist as part of the Firebrand Records family. We had a chance to catch up with them from their home in Albany, New York. I do want to apologize for the audio quality of this interview. It's a little bit choppy. We're recording it on Skype. Bells Roar was in their furniture making studio, and they're going to tell you a little bit more about that in the interview. But you know, despite being a little bit choppy at parts, I do think it's a really incredible interview where we talked about a lot of stuff, including, you know, visibility for trans people of color in music and just making music that reflects on really, really difficult issues in really, really difficult times. So check out Bells Roar music and hope you enjoy the interview. I'm joined right now with Bells Roar, who's our special guest on the program today, and we're going to be talking with Bells Roar from Albany, New York, where they're based. So first of all, welcome to the Rebel Beat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Just to jump right into it, tell us a little bit about yourself and the music you make.
Yeah, so I am a solo musician, so I play different instruments, so the drums, bass, and guitar, and that allows me to produce my music independently, and I also sing. So that's where I'm coming from with my music. I'm also a furniture maker, so I do both those things simultaneously. So those are the main, like, you know, career things, I guess, I do.
And I mean, in terms of your music itself, I mean, you're obviously one of the artists on Firebrand Records, which is also why it's exciting to talk with you. This is kind of like the first interview we're doing with someone else in the Firebrand family. How did you get hooked up with Firebrand Records?
Well, really, it was years ago. I met Ryan through another band that I was in, and I think it was about, I don't even know how long ago, maybe 8 years or something, I think. And we kept in contact. That band, we split up, and I started my solo project. And, you know, we still would sometimes play shows together. And then once he started Five Band Records with Tom Morello, he was like, oh, you should definitely be a part of it if you want to. And so I thought about it for a little bit, and it made sense for like the music I do and what I talk about. And also, it's not like a traditional record label. And so I was less like freaked out about it. So I was like, yeah, so that's how I got involved with Firebrand Records. And it's been really great. It's more of like a collective than a typical record label, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, tell us a bit more about that. Like, maybe for people listening, they might not know like what a traditional record label would look like. So what are some things for you that kind of like sets Firebrand apart in terms of your relationship with them?
Well, there's like a couple of concerns with record labels, and sometimes you see it play out with artists. Like, one of the main things I was worried about is like a record label could like delay your project or like never put your music out. And so with like a regular record label, they have control over that. And so with Firebrand, it's in the contract that they have within like 3 months or something like that to release the album, you know, once I present it to them. And there's like so many ways for me to just, if I don't want to be part of it anymore, I could just say, I don't want to do this, and I could be free from the contract, unlike other record labels where that's not the case. It's more like, you know, business as usual kind of thing. And there's some of the same like support systems perhaps aren't there as other record labels, because like it's a new record label. But there's like, they are like coming up with ways to try to support the artists that are on it. And so, I mean, that's the main thing that I feel like is different, just like the fear of being like taken advantage of or not being able to get out of your contract.
Just to kind of come back to your own kind of musical production process, you mentioned you are multi-instrumentalist. You play a lot of different instruments like drums, guitar. Do you play all those on the music you put out?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. Like for the first album, I played, yeah, the drums, not the X. I played, it's like kind of a combo, the bass and the guitar, and the synths I played for all the songs. I collaborated with Karen Gandhi for the first album, and she played drums for a couple of tracks. I also played drums, and also Cedar Apfel played drums. He helped re-record the album and basically produce it, in the sense of I recorded everything in the studio with him. And for this, the other remix album, I wanted to collaborate with someone. And so my friend Joshua Gruft, he played like synths on the tracks, and I played everything else. He played actually the synths and the drums, and I played everything else. And so for this album that's coming out, it'll be my first full-length album, and I'm pretty much going to be doing everything, the drums, bass, guitar, the synths, the vocals, backup vocals. I enjoy working solo, and so for this one, I'm just going to do it by myself.
Right on. And when can we expect that album to be out?
Early next year. I think the winter, or probably early spring. It really depends on the tour that I'm planning. It's going to be going in connection with the tour.
Cool. I definitely want to come back and talk about that tour, because it's pretty exciting. But maybe to just stay on your music for now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you being an artist on Firebrand Records, which is very political record label, what would you say are some of like the political issues or principles that are inspiring and driving your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about who I am as a person, and very much about my experiences in the world. And I'm a person of color. I'm a queer person. I'm someone who identifies as gender nonconforming or non-binary. So all of those things I talk about in my music. I talk about, you know, just love or relationships sometimes, Black Lives Matter, just like the state of the world. I feel like those things affect me, you know, and I also have to figure out a way to deal with those things, and like, you know, the sadness or despair that comes along with like police killings or trans women being killed in the streets. And music is a helpful way for me to process my feelings about those things. And so that's what I talk about.
You have an incredibly powerful video that you put out, speaking of those political issues, for your track Black Lives. This was shot, I guess, at a Black Lives Matter rally in Albany. Tell us a little bit more about that video.
Yeah, there was, it was right after Sandra Bland was killed by the police. And we wanted to have just a gathering of people come together to be able to grieve and process, you know, your people's feelings about that. Just because it's something that is playing out heavily within our society, and we need to figure out a way to support each other. And so I knew it was happening, and I wanted to film it. And so I just bought my camera and filmed what was going on, and asked people's permission, and I edited it and put it out. I wanted to just have something that was real, and it's emotional, and it's kind of like a little documentary. And I feel like I try to do that with music videos, because at this point in my career, I can't afford to be oh, can you make a video for me? You know, I have to figure out ways to do things on my own in order to further what I'm doing and getting the word out about it.
Mm. And I mean, just to kind of go along with that theme, Black Lives Matter. I mean, obviously the news the last few weeks, last few months, last few years, it's been pretty grim, just nonstop awful police violence against Black folks. You know, we see it up in Canada, and I can't even imagine what it's like now to be in the States, especially as a Black person, to be kind of, you know, witnessing this and trying to reflect on it through music and through artistic practice. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Just, you know, making music with this message you have in these difficult times.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely affects how I move in the world. You know, it's scary, you know, because I'm at any point I get stopped, or, you know, someone in my family, or just someone, you know, could get stopped at any point. And so I, you know, am aware of that. And if I see someone who has been pulled over by the police and is a Black person, I stop and wait to see, you know, how it plays out. And with my music, I need a way to deal with it. So I try to write about it and also give something to people so they can relate to. And I feel like art and culture, art, music, all that is very helpful in how we process things and supporting community and uplifting community. So I see that as, I want that to be my role as a musician, to try to be someone who is in support of my people.
Mm-hmm. And how do you hope that your music's going to impact people?
I mean, it's hard in a sense, because I don't want to focus also on other people when I'm writing. You know, it's important for me to write from my perspective, and that could be a block sometimes if I'm caught up in thinking of how other people are going to react to it. But I think if I'm being genuine in my experience and trying to grapple with something, if someone could just identify with it, or if it brings some sort of peace or love, or just a moment of reflection for someone else, I feel like that's successful for me.
Maybe to come back to some other projects you've been working on or involved with lately. You're kind of fresh off of this Rock Against the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Tour, that brought you out to the West Coast with a whole bunch of other really amazing artists.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's been really amazing to, first of all, just to be able to travel, and then also to connect with other artists that are political, that I haven't met, that it's an opportunity for that. So that's one way that it's amazing. Another is that we're all there speaking about a particular issue, which is the TPP, and it's really intersects with so many people's experience. And so every musician has a different perspective and speaking about it. And it's getting large crowds to come out. It's really successful, I feel like, you know. Awesome. It's just music is a way to get people to come out, and maybe they don't know anything about the TPP, but they like Dead Prez, you know, or they like someone else that's on the lineup. They'll come out and learn about something that is very secretive. You know, I didn't know about it even a couple of months ago. And so I feel like this tour is helping to get the word out about it.
Step up, sit down, you're feeling my attack.
So speaking of tours, you're working, you're kind of heading this another really amazing tour, the Art Funds Art Tour, which is going to be in support of trans artists of color, happening, I guess it's going to be happening this winter.
It really depends. My goal is like early spring of next year.
Okay. Well, tell us more about the tour. Like, how did it come together? How did that idea foment?
Yeah. So, the Art Friends Art Tour, it came about from me just kind of brainstorming about ways that I could be, how music can be more supportive for like other artists. Because I feel like as musicians or artists in general, we have to come up with ways to support each other. At least, like, that's what I want to do. And so I was like, for me, I was thinking about what I would need and really a grant or, like, money to be able to, like, you know, promote my album or, like, buy a piece of equipment that I've never been able to buy will be really helpful. And so the idea for this tour is going to be 10 cities, starting in Albany, going down to, like, South Carolina or Georgia. And in each city I go to, my goal is to give a grant to another queer or trans artist of color. And so basically it'll be like something they'll apply for, and then they'll be selected and given a grant at the show. And also there will be two performance slots for local artists on each show. And also I want to give them money to perform. So for the tour, I want to be able to have my community there. And so I feel like by me supporting the community, I'll also have them in the space. And that's what I want for my shows, other trans, queer people of color in attendance, because that's what makes me feel comfortable. That's what makes me feel safe in spaces.
Awesome. So yeah, people listening to this should definitely check out that tour page, Art Funds Art Tour. You guys have kind of some fundraisers up on there right now already. How can people support that tour?
So if you go to the website, it's artfundsarttour.com. And so basically people could donate whatever they want to the tour to make it happen. And, you know, in order to like give grants to people, I have to like figure out a way to like get the money together to be able to do that. There's also t-shirts that I'm selling. That's also on the same website, artfundsarttour.com. And you could buy a t-shirt that also the profits will go towards a tour. And I feel like it's a really good way for people to support other queer and trans artists of color who, like, are obviously get the least amount of funds, the least amount of support. And so I want to push the art, push the culture even more.
Right on. Well, again, we've been speaking with Bells Roar about Art Funds Art Tour and a lot of exciting upcoming music. What's the best way for people to check you out if they want to, you know, get a hold of that new album once it drops or get more news and info?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. I'm on like the typical social media, so on Facebook. So if you just go to facebook.com/BellsRoar. Also, Instagram, Bells Roar, and I have a website. It's bellsroarmusic.com. And once I release the album, which will be early next year, I'll put all that on there so you could check it out.
Right on. And you brought this up at the beginning of the interview, but, you know, I figure, you know, since we're talking to you in your furniture studio right now and you make furniture, I want to just, like, kind of leave a little bit more space for you to talk about that. Tell us a little bit more about your furniture making practice.
Yeah, for sure. I basically started making furniture because I wanted a table and I couldn't afford to buy one. So I was like, oh, let me look on YouTube. And I found some videos and saw that people were making them out of pallets. So I was like, oh, maybe this is something I could do. So I just got some pallets and took them apart and made a table. And then I just kept making them and kept like perfecting my skills a bit more. And now I make kind of like pattern tables. They have like different kind of geometric patterns on top out of different kinds of wood. And it's all like reclaimed wood, upcycled kind of thing. So and it's the name of my, it's like my business or whatever is South End Pallet Works.
Right on. And I've already checked out some of the photos of the coffee tables you made, and they look awesome. So, yeah, you've got like an Etsy page up or something where people can buy those?
Yeah, definitely. I just make them and put it up, and if people, you know, are into it, there's a way to buy it.
All right. Awesome. Well, once again, we've been speaking with Bells Roar, part of the Firebrand Records family, on the line with us from Albany, New York. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate what you're doing and holding space for, you know, political music.
All right, welcome back to the Rebel Beat Podcast. My name is Aaron. We're just about out of time on today's program. I want to thank everyone for listening, everyone for downloading. And of course, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to this podcast. You can get it through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcasts, TuneIn. You can find it up on our website, rebelbeatradio.com. And the most important thing is to tell a friend. Share it on social media. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. That all helps to get the word out to a larger audience about what we're doing. And we're going to leave you, of course, with our regular segment. This is the Turn It Up segment, where we look at an artist or an activist or a community organizer who is making waves through their art. And today we are going to send a shout out and give that nod to Jace El Nino, who's an indigenous hip-hop artist from so-called British Columbia, occupied territory in Western Canada. So he just dropped this amazing tune called Flora Banks, and that's kind of in reference to a huge struggle that's been happening in northwestern BC over the last couple years against a liquefied natural gas or frack gas terminal that Petronas and Pacific Northwest are trying to build. Basically to take frack gas from the interior BC and then to ship it off to overseas markets. There's been incredible resistance to this, specifically on Leilu Island, where a group of indigenous folks have been occupying the site of where these companies want to build this frack gas terminal, and have sent a resounding fuck you and no to the capitalist interests. Recently, at the end of September, the Trudeau government actually approved the project, you know, despite widespread Indigenous opposition. And this is starting to kind of like, you know, take the veil off of the Trudeau government here in Canada. A lot of people thought, okay, this might be a real change from the Harper government, who had just been stabbing Indigenous people in the backs. And there was kind of this honeymoon phase where people were like, oh, he's cute, he's got a nice haircut, maybe this will be a real change. But now Indigenous folks and many other folks across the country are just fed up and have had it and have said, you know what, enough, enough, and are taking action. And so, let's play this one loud. This is Jace El Nino with Flora Banks. Thanks for listening to The Rebel Beat. We'll be back next month.
2016, Jace El Nino, high to hippies. Say no to LNG, no gum. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the roller banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the roller banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the roller banks.
Interest in that eelgrass, but no tanks. Out of feeling cast away like Tom Hanks. Till we're passed away, we'll be rocking more paint. Can't wait for the day to finally feel free. Stop trying to put a cap on our liberty. We're just trying to save the forests and the seas. They always say, what about the economy? We always say, what about our sovereignty? Fuck Steve and his fake ass apology. Trying to starve us out and have us live in poverty. Scorch the earth, now send in the cavalry. New shiny beads, new trucks, and a salary. No selling out our salmon history and our families. So come out and stand with me.
You need your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the full of banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the full of banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the full of banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the full of banks. You keep your money, no thanks. You keep your money, no thanks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the full of banks.
Patronus don't own us. Come defend where our home is. Great Pacific Northwest cultures. Born from these waters, out came our mothers. Here we are now sending sons of the daughters. Survival of the slaughter back, smarter, working harder. To build of a future we can all be proud of. Watch our kids grow up, flourish and flower. Get out from underneath the ivory tower. No more Indians acting, asking if it's okay to take action. Protection, self-defense against the aggression. My question, how do they claim possession? Smallpox is just a lesson. How far they will go, don't forget it, or we'll regret it. And in the end, we'll all be fucking dead, kids.
You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the flora banks. You keep your money, no thanks. We're investing deep in the flora banks. You keep your money, no thanks.
War invested deep, deep in the Florida banks. You keep your money, no thanks. War invested deep, deep in the Florida banks.